Every cell of my body is ideal right now. Now, every cell of my body is ideal. And how wonderful that is. Every one of us can experience that every cell of our body is ideal right now, if we wish. But it's something that we have to do by our choice. We have to do by our thought. If you think that your hands are clean, and so you wash them, and so then your hands are clean, more or less. But the thing is, until you do that, they're not clean. But yet, your hands can be clean all the time without you saying, my hands are clean, without you washing them, without you giving them any attention at all. But when you talk to your cells, to your body, when you talk to who you are, when you talk to the reality, your original purity and integrity, which you are, every cell of my body is ideal. Now, every cell of my body is ideal. This is my original purity and my original integrity. This is beyond belief, beyond something that I could recognize or know. It is something so wonderful and so powerful and so fantastic, but it's something that I have to do in putting the cause in motion for that effect. Now, how do I put the cause in motion for that effect? How do I put the cause in motion to bring that about in my life? How do I do that? How do I know that? How do I make that happen? Make that happen to me? Well, I cannot make it happen to me. I cannot make it be a realization that every cell of my body is ideal. I cannot make it, because that's what it already is. That's how it was originally designed. That's my original integrity. That's my original reality. That's how I was originally designed. Now, for me to experience it, to be aware of it, I must have it in my consciousness. I must have it in my consciousness that this is the only truth about me. Every cell, every organ, action, function of my body, every being about me is ideal right now. It's so ideal, and it's so wonderful, and so fantastic, it's so joyous, it's so magnificent that it's just sort of beyond belief. It's beyond anything that I can understand and anything that I can feel, but it is the truth about me. And this truth about me is the reality right now. So I accept that, but I sort of reaffirm it. I reaffirm it by saying every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal. And I say that again and again and again and again and again, and then I watch my body as it takes on this ideal reality that I am. Because now there's no other reality other than that which I speak my word for. And I call it forth, and I call it forth now, and I call it forth every moment. I call it forth because it is the truth about me. It is my reality. It is what I believe about myself. Every cell of my body is ideal. If any cell of my body talks to me and says that it's not feeling too good, that it hurts or that it is imperfect, I need to put the correct cause in motion for that. I need to put the correct thought in motion for the fact that every cell of my body is ideal. It is the finest and the best. It is but the original purity that I have established for my body, for my reality, for who I am. That original purity, that original integrity of who I am. And I call it forth. I speak my word and I call it forth. I speak my word and recognize that this is the truth about me. This is the only thing that matters about me. This is the only thing that ever will be about me. And it is done now. It is wonderful now. It is beautiful now. It is acceptable now. It is perfect now. Because that's all that matters. I'm ready to experience that right now. I'm ready to experience every cell of my body being ideal. I'm ready to experience every cell of my body being ideal. I'm ready to experience every cell of my body being ideal. And I experience that by saying, every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal right now. It's not going to happen later. It's not going to be revealed later. It is revealed right now. It is the truth about me right now. It's the only thing that I know. And I speak my word firmly and definitely for it. All is in divine order. This is my reality. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is what matters for me. This is all that matters. And I know that now. I know that now, and I know that forevermore, because that is the truth about me. Do I know what my ideal self is like? Do I know what an ideal hand is? Do I know what an ideal eye is? Do I know what an ideal ear is, or organ, action, function of my body, whatever they are? Do I know what they are? I have only begun to understand a little bit. They are designed on the atoms of the universe. They are designed out of atoms. They are designed complete and whole. They never change. They're always perfect. But sometimes I put a different glow on them. Sometimes I think they're less than perfect. Sometimes I can't think I can not say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Sometimes I think I cannot say that. And when I think I cannot say that, then I put everything in the way, every obstacle in the way of having me experience it. But I choose to experience the reality of what I am. I choose to experience that every cell of my body, every cell of my body is ideal. And those are the only cells that I'm concerned about. The cells in the world about me, the cells in the universe about me, the cells in the stars and the various planets and sun and moon, the cells in those, they're great too. But that's not what I'm working on right now. I'm working on my own particular body. I'm working on being aware of my own particular body and being aware that it is ideal, that it is perfect right now, that it's magnificent right now, that it's beyond anything that I could ever imagine how wonderful it is. I could never imagine how fantastic it is, because I am just beginning to be aware that my body is a temple of the living spirit. My body is a temple of goodness, of wholeness. Every cell in my body, in that temple, is ideal. It's the ideal that is put there by me in the very beginning, in the very get-go. And because it is put there by me, because it is so ideal, because it is so wonderful, because it is so uniquely, beautifully, perfectly designed, it is immortal. Yes, it is immortal. It lives forever. My eyes see forever. My ears hear forever. There is no limit to what I can hear. There's no limit to what I can see. There's no limit to what I can feel. There's no limit to the senses of my body. There's no limit to anything. Because I live in this reality. I live in this fantastic expression that every cell of my body is ideal. And I say it again and again and again. Every cell of my body is ideal now, right now. Every cell of my body is ideal right now. And as I say that, every cell of my body demonstrates to me that it is ideal, that it is perfect, that it is beautiful, that it is wonderful, that it is glorious, that it is absolutely magnificent. And that's the truth about it. That's the truth about it now, and that's the truth about it forever. And that's the only truth that matters. That's the only truth that matters, because that is who I am, and that is what I am, and that is how I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it so much, because it is the truth about me. It is the truth about me, and it is fantastic. And it's the truth about you, and it is fantastic. And it's all that is glorious, and all that's wonderful, and all that's marvelous. And it's now. And I say that it's now, and I know that it's now, and I experience it now, because that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter, because that's my reality. That's my reality, and that's who I am, and every cell of my body is that ideal right now. All is in divine order, and I accept this, I know it, and it's so. And I love you, I love you, I love you, forever and evermore.